Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'd say sunny all week.
It's coming.
Those are loud.
Heads up.
Yeah.
These are too.
I bought a new jacket today. Preparing. And a new sweater.
Yeah, I got to buy a new jacket. This yeah, like tonight it's raining, tomorrow it'll be cloudy, but then like Thursday, rain, 90%. Saturday looks all right.
Tight.
Just wait, Ted.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's that time of year. It's happening.
Dude, the thing is,
I will say that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, even my ass is cold.
You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 237. What's up, it's your boy, the Ted Smith. I'll be hosting this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the right of me, he's in here enjoying all the fall, autumn weather as he soaks it in. He's always here unless he's somewhere in two wheels in Southeast Asia. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Pork futures trading higher today as Chinese tariffs kicked in and swine prices started to rise in the world's second largest economy. Closer to home, shares the podcast, taking some heat in the street as Matt catwalked his way through the annual Halloween party in a miniskirt and thong over the weekend. Investors have called for a board vote. Will the boys embrace that sex sells, or will that swimsuit calendar have to wait another year? We'll find out at 6:30.
All right, back there on the wheels of steel, getting the studio all set up. I respect the fact he's still sleeveless in almost November. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
All right, first, let's just jump into it. We went to a Halloween party this weekend. We were all there. Matt, your costume was on another level.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know how many times. We should tweet out a picture or two of you in that costume, if
yeah,
you don't mind.
I got to wear that thing all day, too. That was the best part.
So you're dressed as a sexy nurse. Now imagine...
Sexy nurse.
Right, imagine how you think a very sexy nurse would look. Fishnet stockings, heels, technically wedges. I was out on the deck. I just eavesdropped on part of that conversation. So he was like, I don't know, Matt, they're wedges. They're not heels. Like, dude's wearing them.
Yeah.
Like...
Lipstick.
You
eyeliner
have on a wig.
Didn't come off for a couple days. I don't know how to do that. I was trying to... Because it's just like, I feel like I'm going to poke my eyes out trying to get in there with the wipes. But yeah. Went all in on this one.
Right. So you were sexy nurse all day.
All day. We left my parents' house before like 1, I think. Bowling with my girlfriend's coworkers started at 2, and that was in West Seattle. We left from Issaquah. We stopped at Value Village and a costume store dressed like that. We went to the bowling alley.
Is your girl Shock G yet?
She was Shock G all day, too.
All right.
Yes.
By the way, for the record, Shock G is the lead singer of Digital Underground who sings the Humpty Dance.
He is not Humpty. He is not Digital Underground.
He is
Shock G. That's his name.
Right. He was in Digital Underground.
Right. Digital Underground's the group.
Yeah. But, Sex Packets.
Right.
I don't know. It annoyed me that everybody kept calling her Humpty. It's like, she's clearly Shock G.
Yeah.
Did you know the difference?
I didn't even know who she was dressed as.
All right. That's fair.
And honestly, I've never heard of Shock G in my life.
The Humpty Dance.
I mean, I've heard that song, but yeah, like the name Shock G, never heard it.
It's the one that said just...
Any other popular songs?
Put some sand on their panties. I mean, that was their biggest song.
Yeah.
I just, all right, that's fair. You know what? I just like rap and it pissed me off.
He sounds a lot like Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
All right, that's fair. I just was amazed at the medium age of that party that more people didn't recognize it as Shock G. But like you're saying, you're like, I don't know, dude.
I had never danced. I had never seen the video until she said that was going to be her costume. Heard the song a million times,
no kidding,
know most of the lyrics, but I never saw the video growing up.
That's the thing. It's like, think about something like Blue Scholars. Like, you've heard the music, but could you, like, really draw me a photo or picture of those guys?
No.
Same.
But I don't know a ton of their music either.
No, but there's, like, a couple songs that you'd be like, oh, Blue Scholars.
Yeah, that's a good point.
North by Northwest, you know? But same with, I mean, the Humpty Dance, like, you know, between the three of us, we can only name one, right? So,
you know. Yeah. That's fair. All right, so you're dressed as the sexy nurse all day.
Yes.
Shock G was with you. I just like that you, and you had to do something at the bowling alley, right? Because it was too revealing.
Well, yeah, I had to put, we were looking for like spandex shorts, like for chicks, but I just put a pair of black boxer briefs on, like roughly the same difference.
So nobody'd see the bird?
Yeah, so everything was a little bit more tame, I guess. But I mean, also I am bowling. And I definitely was wearing a thong, so like it would have been all ass cheeks, like all day. So like, understandable there. It was still quite an impression. The median age of her coworkers was like 50 something, so they were all pretty taken aback by it and like thought it was hilarious. So got a good response there. And then I show up dressed like a nurse. Everybody's talking da 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 da, and then the game starts, and I rolled 4 fucking strikes in a row. To start.
Just to like start?
Yeah. What an impression. I just felt awesome. And then yeah, so bowled pretty well for the day comparatively. Then we went and saw Woodshed and Jericho Hill at the Skylark. So we were at a show with a bunch of people that we knew and didn't know dressed like that. By that point I had taken the boxer briefs off, so like ass cheeks were out. It was just like madness. And then on the way from the Skylark to the party, we stopped at a Safeway and a Chick-fil-A. And but we didn't stay in Chick-fil-A. Like I went in there.
Say, Chick-fil-A, man. It was like, gotta be careful.
Way too long of a line. Way too many kids. Definitely a Christian restaurant. And it was like, all right, we got in line. I was like, I can't do this. We gotta go. So. Yeah, when I was in Safeway, some girl comes up to me and is like, hey, can you come mess with this kid over here and pretend that you're his uncle's new girlfriend? And I was like, oh, absolutely. So I go over and like there's like a guy pushing a cart and like his five-year-old nephew or whatever. And he starts talking about how he met me the other night. And I was like, yeah, we were dancing, having a good time. He's really cute. And like, yeah, it's great to meet you finally.
To a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So got stopped for picture on the way in there too, and yeah, I was just having a great day, and then finally got to the party that I dressed up for. But like all of that happened in pre-party, so it was a hell of a Saturday.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Yeah.
Dude, that just makes me think of the ripples on the pond too. Like you have no idea how that conversation impacts that kid. 14 years from now, he gets caught like, you know, beaten off in a janitor's closet at his high school
in that
or something.
Moment.
And it's like a whole, he gets kicked out of college because of it. And it's like, yeah.
That's when I was glad I had the beard because he called me out for having a beard. And like, so he could tell what was going on, but it's like, what are these people doing? Adults are weird.
That's fair.
Accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember when I was a kid, my dad had worked at these grocery stores called Giants, right? So it's a union shop, blah, blah, blah. So he's getting out of that. So they're having like a going, like basically his buddy that's like this crazy guy is going to do this whole trick for him or whatever. And I remember the guy dressed up in lingerie and we had a van and it was like a big joke that my mom was going to pull the van up and he was going to be back there like posing on the bed, right? Because it was a conversion van. But like now that you bring up that story, like I still remember goddamn Divers and I just was very confused because it was like, I know he's a man, but like he's dressed like a woman. And So you're right. You're talking about that kid. Like, yeah, that's going to have an effect.
He's going to remember
on.
That one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's deep in the kernel of the computer, and you don't know, like, what that flaw is going to, or, like, what that little piece of software is going to do 20 years from now.
And I realize, like, as people are listening to this on Thursday, right? Like, this weekend coming up, the 27th, is going to be when you see the mass of people out in their costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were a week ahead being the slutty nurse.
Yeah. It was, when the girl came up to me and, like, proposed the idea, I had that for a second, like, we're gonna mess with some 5-year-old as a guy dressed as a girl, and it was like, now's no time to think about the consequences of this. It sounds fun, so I just went with it.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, is he's not even gonna know it happened. That's the best part.
Therapy will drag it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Starts dating a girl with a beard. He's like, I don't know, I'm just attracted to it.
I get really turned on every time we go by a Safeway.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? This kid's grocery whole store, like, every Sunday, it's like, what happens this Sunday? Right? And a couple weeks from now, he's going to run into goddamn Santa Claus there.
Butterfly effect, man.
Like, what is going on? I also wanted to say, like, man, I always, I don't know. I always, like, get so excited for Christmas and everything else, but Halloween is fun. Now, granted, the last couple of years, I've taken very simple, comfortable costumes, so it's been pretty easy for me. But, yeah, man, it's always a blast. And everybody at that party just turns out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a couple, like, kind of lazier costumes, but not much. Like, everybody puts in effort.
Dude, yeah, there was a Homer Simpson in full yellow body paint.
Yeah.
And a March.
Yeah.
I know, that was
and they
fun.
Won runner-up.
Yeah, well, me and Cobb were sitting on the deck at one point, and I think I was smoking a spliff, and we just looked in, and he goes, man, Homer looks really good. And I was like, he does. Like, I don't know if I know them. So he's like, let's go talk to the Simpsons. And we just went in and started, like, BSing with
Did
them.
Did you know them?
Sort of. So it was funny. We asked their names, and the guy was like, oh, da-da-da. He says his name's like, oh, I don't really recognize him. And you couldn't really tell who, for people listening, you couldn't tell who Homer was, because he had these big glasses on that were like googly eyes, like Homer's. But then he's like, Nacho Libre, and we're like, oh, yeah, the guy who was Nacho Libre 2 years ago. Because he had a perfect, unbelievable Nacho Libre costume. So yeah, we kind of knew him.
And those googly eyes, right, it was just kind of trippy, because it's like, he's just having a normal conversation with us, but he's got those googly eyes. So it's just like, man, I know you're being, like, serious right now, but it's hard to take you serious with those eyes.
Well, dude, I was having, like, some deep, intense talks with, like, George and Bill and Joe and... But I'm dressed as a fucking nurse, like, talking about life and the meaning of it and my thoughts on everything. And it was just felt ridiculous. And LeBounty posted a couple of pictures of you can, like, see me talking to Jason about, like, some really intense, deep stuff. And I just had this look on my eyes, like, we're just connecting, but I'm dressed as, like, a slutty nurse.
Yeah, well, that was, like, last year with our one buddy's wife, who had never been to the party before, and I had in my grill the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So we have, like, this deep 25-minute heart-to-heart about she should hang out, she'll like the whole group, and I kind of, like, I had that whole conversation with the goddamn fake grill in my mouth. It's probably like, who is this, people? Like, what's going on at this party? My favorite thing, too, is just, so I was dressed, I just had a hoodie that made me look like Ted the Bear from the movies. But, I mean, I have so much fun just bullshit about being a bear. Did you hear, like, convincing people about hibernation and this and that, and I hate spruces?
Dude, I'm with you, man. When I wear a costume, typically I like to own it and, like, drop a few lines in and stuff. I didn't this year, but in general, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun selling it and taking on the character, and you were great about that. You almost got my vote with the one of the lazier, like, comfortable, like, low-key costumes.
Right?
But it's like, you just came correct with the backstory, and it's just cracked me up all night, and...
And you know, I hadn't even thought about it until I was just sitting there getting kind of drunk. And it was like, actually, man, being a bear is great. I think I started with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, you want to talk about sleep?
About months of that.
Right? I know. And then it's like, so I was telling somebody the next day, and they're like, you were convincing people to be a bear? And I was like, yeah, it sounds weird. But when there's a guy dressed as a bear telling you about it, it's much more normal.
Yeah, it fit in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, big weekend this weekend. Are you guys going now at Bourbon Bacon Fest, right?
And then Matt's going to Bend.
Yeah, I'm going down to Bend.
Bend, Oregon?
To see Five Alarm Funk, and we're going to swing by Crater Lake, too.
Are you? Sunday. Oh, so you're driving.
Wow, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Figure, like, why not add a couple hours to the drive, and instead of staying in Bend on Saturday, we'll just drive down there and check it out for however long we can. And
so when wait a minute. So you're driving down Saturday during the day.
We're driving down Friday during the day. The show's in Bend on Friday. We're going to see them. We're going to see my friend that lives down there, stay with him. Saturday we'll go down to Crater Lake. Maybe my friend and his wife will come with us, but they take a separate car and head back to Bend. and then we'll go from Crater Lake maybe to the In-N-Out that's like an hour away, maybe straight to Eugene or Springfield.
Have you messed with Burgerville?
No, Taryn loves that place.
Arguably better than In-N-Out.
And they're in Oregon, right?
Only in Portland, yeah.
Only in Portland. There's
some, they got like 30,
there's some
30
in Washington.
Yeah, they got like 30 of them, so they're kind of spread out. But I mean, there's like center, you know, center points, or, yeah, or it's Portland.
Okay.
Burgerville is like, it's like a mix between Dick's and In-N-Out, kind of. It's their thing. Their milkshakes are killer.
Okay, Taryn said a lot of good things about that place. It's been on our radar. Maybe there's one between Crater Lake and Eugene or Springfield, and that might be a little bit more, easy and straightforward. Because we're also going to be in Vegas next month for Ghost, so we'll be able to get some In-N-Out down there.
Ghost, the band?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're like one of my favorites. Taryn, I'm surprised you haven't heard about Ghost. I feel like I've rattled on about them in the past, but you probably are like, oh, another band.
All I hear is Woodshed.
Okay.
Ghost is a more popular band.
Ghost is a little more popular. They won some Grammys. We play them on the airwaves.
Let's say Matt, everybody here loves them, but I know Taryn and Matt really do.
Nice. Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of Imagine Dragons on your guys' station.
Yep.
Yeah.
We play them too.
All right. Matt, they're mostly around Portland.
Imagine Dragons.
There's some down in Corvallis.
Okay.
But there's also one out at the Dallas.
Okay.
So if you're like cutting back over along the river there.
Is that what it's called, the Dallas?
Is it the
Dallas? I always thought it was the Dallies or something like that. There's an I somewhere in there, right?
No,
or
it's
like
just D-A-L-L-E-S,
right? And Dallas is A-S?
Oh, you're right.
So yeah, it's like the Dallas or something. I don't know how you say it, but I know there's some cool local way of saying it.
Yeah.
The Dales?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll ask.
I don't speak Oregonian.
I mean, the other thing I'm going to tell you, if you end up staying Saturday night, you don't have to drive all the way back to Bend. You stop 30 minutes short of it in Lapine, Best Western, 24-hour hot tub and pool.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. Wish I had thought of that. We already got a hotel in Springfield.
All right.
Which is right by Eugene.
All right, I mean, hey, you do you, dog. Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm sure it's probably not the best Western.
Pretty sure it is.
No, I'm saying where we're staying, because it's not even
the
Best Western.
But I don't know that like,
it's the best Marriott or whatever we're staying at. So, we'll see. Live and learn, you know? You win some, you lose some.
Free Belgian waffles, though.
I'm hungry.
It's a big loss.
Oh, man. Let's see.
In terms of losing some, just saying.
Yeah.
That's all you can eat, man. Think about it.
And if some jackass had taken you an hour out of the way with bad directions, like finding that hotel and that pool 3 a.m. was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who would do that kind of stuff. Yeah. They stayed diligent and they found that hotel eventually. what else can I say? We had our buddy Bobby on here, McIntyre.
Yeah.
We haven't been on for a couple weeks. I was doing some traveling. Bobby ended up winning his fight.
Yep.
And then who else? Talon won as well.
Talon won as well.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Both our guys went out there and won. Bobby got him in a toe hold in the second round, first round. Pretty solid performance from him and Talon. Tigran took him the whole distance, and Talon came up to me and he was like, he was tough, because I knew who he was fighting as well. And Talon was like, I think I'll be able to finish him. And yeah, Talon was definitely in control for most of the fight, but they went the distance, and it was wild being that close to it. Seeing two guys battling.
Right. I mean, there's no way around it, right? Like, if you know both the guys, it is kind of awkward to watch them.
It's pretty real down there too, because when you see like the UFC on TV, I guess it just feels more like a professional sport. And you're a little more like removed from it, or it's a little more like Disney-ified. But when you're there, like, it's legit just two dudes in a steel cage.
Combat.
Fighting each other. And the reality of that like really sets in when you're sitting there. And it's like, damn, like, that's just the biggest dude from one town and the biggest dude from this other town. And they both like to fight. We're just going to put them into like a, you know, like, they're talented, but like a backyard street fight, basically. And it's awesome. You kind of forget, I guess, about the raw, you know, visceral nature of people fighting each other.
And it's tough for those guys, right? Like, Talon, this was only like his third professional fight, right?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of film on these guys, right? Like, you can't, it's not like the UFC where, like, the guy's been fighting for a while, there's film all over the place, you can kind of study, you know his style. Like, you know, sometimes when we interview him, it's like, Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to go in and do my thing and hope to...
I'm going to try to punch him in the face a couple times, possibly kick him. Pretty sure he's got a torso. Going to kick him there.
Well, it's like a neck I could try and choke.
Yeah,
it's like with McGregor and Habib. Like, we knew, right? Habib's a strong wrestler. He's going to try to take him down. You know Conor wants to stand up. So it's not like a... It's not shocking what's going to happen here. But yeah, but for those guys, right? Like, Talon's not kidding. He's just like, damn, that was tough.
Yeah. And Talon, like... So I was clapping for everybody, right? Because I just
you
didn't
have
know
to on
anybody.
The apron.
The whole right.
It's hard to boo somebody when you're right there.
Right.
Life on the apron.
Woo,
to right. boo somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever booed anybody. Like
I didn't boo anyone.
I love you said that because I was just picturing you all and out, just out and out, like right
boo,
on the apron. Just,
boo.
It's like, oh,
there's some boos
Ted,
that night.
Come on, man.
But
be
so,
a professional.
When Talon came out, I was clapping for him like more intensely than I had for any of the previous fighters because I know Talon.
Yeah.
He didn't see me clapping for him. But then Tigran came out, who I also know, and I was clapping very intensely for him as well. I'm just like, but Talon saw me cheering for Tigran when he came out, and he just had this look of like, okay. And I was like, oh, man. Man, I was doing the same thing for you, but you didn't see that, of course, because you're soaking it in.
Dude, that's like sometimes when you like tip at like a cafe or something, you want them to like see you put it in the thing right. So they like, you know, don't spin your drink or whatever.
Right. And it was just like, he just shot me a quick look and saw it. And I'm like, he saw me see him see me. And it's like, but it wasn't long enough for me to be like, I did it for you too, or something like that. But right. I was like, God damn it.
Just enough to be awkward.
Let's hope for a good fight, guys. And that's what we got.
That's a great analogy. Because I've done that. Like, you're waiting for the guy to, like, you almost want to be like, it's a dollar, dude. Like,
I've seen you do that, too, where people are like, they're busy getting the drinks or whatever, and you, like, hover the dollar, like, thank you. And
yeah.
Make sure they see you put it in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've done the inverse where I tip and they don't see it, and it's just like, God damn it. Like,
yeah, you want them coming back.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I know. It is awkward. It's like, I don't want to be that guy, but it's like, I want you to at least, like, know that I'm doing it.
But you're really good about it because you don't, like, interrupt it. You just, like, hold it there for a second and give them a nice, firm thank you with some eye contact that they can feel, and then they return it, and then like, oh, thank you. It's a good life skill. I'm taking notes.
All right. Also, I want to say a special shout-out to our boy Joey P. He got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mama's boy.
Yeah, mama's boy getting engaged. All those firemen are doing that now.
Is that right?
It's a thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Took me a second.
Well, there's one probably not.
One's holding strong.
Right?
He's got dreams.
He's got dreams. He's going to make it out of this place.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say, you know, we've already had the Halloween party. We probably jumped the gun a little bit early. I kind of liked it that we got it done early. But then, you know, it's cold out. It's been raining. Football's on. Like, it might officially be dip season.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at some point we had to talk about when dip season officially starts, but yeah, man, first time you pull that dip out of the microwave, we're neighbors now. Just holler at your boy.
I feel like we've had four of those conversations for the last 4 years.
Right.
Is ranch a dip or not a dip?
Also, I was telling somebody today, like, I've been a good boy. I can't tell you last time I even bought Ben and Jerry's, right?
But you said you haven't even been to Dick's yet.
I haven't, but I got like 4 or 5 pounds to go. And then there's another little mark I'm going to get under. We are definitely having a pizza and ice cream party.
In.
Right? Even the name We Shall Not Speak was like, a few more pounds and you can really celebrate.
Wow, he said that?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this
progress.
Right? Don't lie. No, like, I can't lie. Like, in Denver, there was a giant slice of pizza. You know, there's been a couple slices here and there, but just we haven't had one home delivered. And, you know, I'm saying that. But I'd probably get halfway through a pint of Ben and Jerry's and be like, I don't know if I want this. But
it's a lot to handle.
It just sounds
like
fun.
You just need to give yourself the permission.
Yeah.
And then you still be mindful when you're enjoying them, and you'll probably eat less.
Yeah.
But you'll still enjoy them.
Yeah. My favorite part about Ben and Jerry's is number two ingredient, liquid sugar. It's like, damn. Also with He Who Must Not Be Named, I picture him wearing a cloak a lot with a big hood around Capitol Hill near his gym.
It's more like he looks like he's either like he's ready for a fight. Because like in the gym, he just wears like boxing, you know, like the boxing shoes, almost like wrestling shoes. So it always looks like, and then like when he leaves a lot of times, he just throws up his hood. And I'm like, it's like, I know he's not because he's a nice dude. But I'm just like, it seems like he could be ready for something to break out at any time. And he just has that physically imposing. Yeah.
Well, isn't that what you want? You don't want to be look like you're going to start something, but you want to be ready to handle anything that comes up at any point.
Yeah, like, right. He looks like a guy that can finish it.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas, like, a lot of people in my family look like people that just started. They keep chirping. They're all fired up.
Got a lot to say.
Right? All bartenders love them.
Smith's out there barking.
All right. What else can I say? Yeah, so dip season's upon us. And then, Christ, man, I don't want to be this old guy. But literally, I mean, Christmas will be here upon us before we even know it.
Yeah, true. 2 months from the day this comes out.
Is that right?
2 months and 2 days from right now.
Wow.
And this comes out in 2 days. Exactly. Two
Dude,
months.
I'll say this. I mean, F the weather, but I do love the Christmas season, especially in Seattle. A lot of cool stuff going on.
Yeah. The weather really tumbles from January to March, April. Yeah, December, you got all the lights out. Everybody's doing the holiday thing. It's a great time.
Yeah, and like we always say it, but it's like you don't matter. It doesn't bother you as much. Because you're like, yeah, the weather's kind of crappy, but like, right, you're saying there's Christmas lights, people are in a general good mood. And then I always say, like, January you can kind of fight through as you're coming off like Christmas and there's still football. But once that Super Bowl is over, dude, right? Like, hockey's going, but it's in like the dreads of like hockey season. Basketball's just in the middle of it. Like, dudes are taking off days. You're just like, all right, now it's just cold.
Yeah, now we just survive.
That's when you gotta get up to the mountains or something.
That's what I'm saying. We did Leavenworth in February. Last year we did Amsterdam in May. We're doing New York in February this year. Like, having some trips to kind of get you through that has been an awesome move.
Yeah. Trips are a great thing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom always talks about one of her bosses. That was like his big thing. Like, he just always had a trip scheduled out. So it was like, no matter how much work got to him or whatever, he's just like, well, I got this to look forward to.
Yeah, that's like half the joy of trips. Honestly, I've stopped doing as many last minute trips. Try to schedule them out because you get like more joy looking forward to it than just, you know, the trip itself. Like, there's a lot of value in that.
Very interesting. Because I did always like admire your spontaneous nature with your traveling. But hearing you say that makes a lot of sense because I love looking forward to this stuff. We book stuff way in advance.
I'm saying you're hyped on New York right now.
Yeah, I got 4 months of getting stoked for New York. I've been stoked on Vegas and Bend for 4 months. Like, yeah.
When are you going to New York?
February.
Ooh.
It's like tropical at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's like when we went to Leavenworth in February. Like, yeah, it's cold there still, but it's like, yeah, it just feels like it'll be fun. I mean, if it's snowing and like it's like a winter type, that'd be awesome.
That's true.
We'll see.
I've been in New York City during a blizzard.
Uh-huh.
It was a blizzard.
A shut down the city blizzard?
No, because it's New York. So nothing ever stops there. But like, we went to Madison Square Garden. I watched a group of guys push a cabbie out of a snow. Like, he couldn't get out. Huh. And then he wouldn't take their fare. Pushed him back in.
What?
Have you never heard that story?
Dude, no.
So it's like me and my brother, we take the train up during the blizzard. This is 1997, right? So, I mean, I'm a teenager. He's probably like 19, 7 years older. So I'm like 12 or 13. And first of all, we got robbed when we got there. And then...
Dude, didn't you say last week you'd look like a victim?
Yeah.
You're going to foreign countries. of course you'd get mugged in New York.
Too. The first time we get there. So then... the next day, right, so we had won these tickets from a radio station to go to the Big East tournament at the Madison Square Garden, right? So this is awesome. So we come out and it's like, by this point, it's gone from snow to like sleeting and freezing rain. And it's just miserable out there. There's like a foot of snow on the ground. So there's like this cabbie and there's this group of dudes. And he's like plowed in and they push him out. And then they're like, all right, you got to take us here. And he's like, no, I just needed to get out. And they literally pushed him back in and were like, F you. Deal with it.
Dude, that's so New York.
Isn't it?
And they, East Coast, man.
Right? They were just like, oh, fuck off.
Wow, they pushed him back into the snowbank.
Back in.
Damn.
But I mean, in their defense, like, they got you out of there. Like, you got to take that fare and drop those dudes off.
Yeah.
But what if their fare is, I mean, what if the fare is likely to get him even more stuck somewhere? You know, he's already scarred from being locked in the snowbank.
I mean, you're right, but I will say this too. It was chaos, right? Because it's just, my brother's 19. Again, I'm like 12 or 13. We're not positive about the trains. All the cops are like, just take the train. It'll be quick. So, I mean, you're just out there like trying to hail any cab you could. And again, 97. So it wasn't like we were going to call an Uber or a Lyft to get out of there.
Damn, man.
But with that said, New York is awesome.
The Smiths,
it never sleeps.
Like, I'm really excited.
Bars stay open late.
Yeah,
can't
wait. Bars stay open until like 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, it's awesome. It always surprises you, too. And even Matt, when you know it, always surprises you.
You know what else you'll like? Because you work nights and stuff. Like, people don't go out till really late.
Right. No, there's 24-hour diners and ice cream shops and cookie dough shops, like, all over the place. It's like, yeah, I've just been having fun on Google Maps, kind of looking around. I don't have a list or anything, I think.
Are you staying in Manhattan?
Yeah, in the East Village.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Pizza's fire, too.
Huh?
The pizza is fire, yeah. Too.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good pizza places. I don't even want to like ask people what the best one is because you're going to get 8 million responses.
Anywhere you go, yeah.
But we got my buddy Jeremy, who you've met. He was over at the house that one day.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in Brooklyn right now. Our old friend Bryce, who used to work here, lives in Brooklyn now. So the East Village is like the closest part of Manhattan to Brooklyn, so we can get over there, but we can also get, you know, up to the Times Squares and Central Park areas and down to Lower Manhattan. So yeah, it's going to be wild. We want to see a lot of comedy. So most of that's in the West Village. Like by the Comedy Cellar, there's like 5 comedy clubs within 3 blocks. It's crazy. Yeah.
And you'll see, I mean, if you go to the Comedy Cellar, you'll see famous people. But I think any of those clubs, you're going to see high-quality comics.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so many of my favorite comedians are in
New York.
You're
going to holler at
Wilfred?
Wilfred?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Wilfred, who will be, you know, I don't know what level he's at, him and Andy Haynes. And so I'm excited to see what kind of shows they're doing. Because there's a lot beyond just, like, the Cellar. Cellar's for, like, you know, Colin Quinn and Jim Norton and like
Shay.
Yeah, Shay. Like,
yeah.
Although some of the younger guys like Dan Soder and Joe List and Mark Norman, who I'm going to see in a couple weeks here, are getting a lot of time there. So, and I actually know Dan Soder. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I love comedy, and like the way it's done there is just unlike anything else. So, we'll see.
Yeah, man. Travel's great.
And also,
yeah, right. and again, it's just a nice thing. Just knowing you have that already set up and something to look forward to. Like, it just, I don't know.
And then even after the fact, like after Leavenworth, after Amsterdam, I was riding a high for the next 2 months of winter, and things just sucked less because you're just excited to tell everyone about your trip.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's a good move that'll, you know, become more of something that it's just happened the last 3 years. But now that I think about it, it's like, wow, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, and sometimes, too, it depends on the people. Like, I mean, Denver was great. We had a blast. But just being able to get 2 days to hang out with Will and my brother is just like, right? Like, we're fired up about it for the next 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Start planning the next one.
Yeah, the people make all the difference, man, whether it's going to a bar or going on a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, traveling with somebody.
Or a Halloween party.
Yeah, all the money in the world can't buy good people to hang out with.
All right, Mr. Cobb, we got some emails?
Oh, yes, we do.
Did I jump on you quick there?
No, we're good to go. The issue is I can't really pre-read them anymore. We don't need to go into why, but so I'm shooting from the hip. Cobb, also, oh, shoot, this was a tag onto another email. They wanted us to get all the podcasts on one. I'm just going to read it. Cobb, also let me come at you from a business perspective of getting all of the greatest podcasts in all the land.
All the land.
On one easy platform. Imagine you're...
I burped.
Oh. Running a company where you have 4,000 employees. Each one of those employees has to go through an antiquated system to download a file. Let's just say 186 of these files. Each employee spends 5 minutes to get one file. Then has to repeat the process to get the next one. 4,000 times 5 times 186 equals 3,720 minutes. 2,500 whatever days. Or you have one mid-level manager who hopefully already has them saved and organized. Go and put them on a better platform that now takes the employees close to no time to get and review them. Think of how morale would go up and stock prices would soar. Mike, a.k.a. Blue Golf, a.k.a. Belly. Ted, you want to comment on our past episodes not being available?
I mean, some of them, I just don't know where they are.
I mean, they're all on the old KISW.com.
Yeah.
We switched servers, things are shifting, there's no KISW app. We're not on radio.com's app, are we?
So here's his email, earlier email if you want to hear it. Boys, I know it's been brought up before, but is there any easy way to get your first earlier episodes or to get you guys to upload them all on Apple's podcasts? Here's what I've checked so far.
You know what? No. And we don't know it. Check on it.
It's all above our pay grade.
I'm not going to make you read the whole thing again. Like, simple answer, sorry, man, is no. I don't know of an easier way to do it.
Cool. For people who are curious, Stitcher is episode 110 to 127. KSW webpage has 72 through the current.
All right.
Stitcher has more than that. So when we updated KISW.com, the podcast kind of branched, and now there's like two pages for the podcast on Stitcher, including one that has all the newer ones.
Looks like also Podbean, Apple, Player FM have episodes 189 through current. Pod search, no results found. Love the show. Mike Beattie.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Sorry, I had to go deep into that.
I know. I'm just like, I should know that answer.
It's just an interesting thing because so much of podcasting is the wild, wild west and people doing it on their own, and there are a lot of avenues and platforms to streamline and simplify things. And we're one of the few podcasts that's on a corporate platform where we're not the ones controlling it. So we're just kind of like, we upload it. And, you know, it really, knowing that someone would go through, and other people have said that. Other people have said that they've, like, had to track down the old ones and, you know, been, you know, gone, jumped through some hoops to find a bunch of stuff. And it's really, like, a big honor, even when it's not that simple and straightforward as I might like it to be, that people still find a way to listen because they like it. So thank you very much.
Orgy number. Hey, guys. Catching up on the podcast and heard you guys talking about when does it become an orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my girl are swingers, and there was another couple we were swinging with for a while. We usually stayed in the same room, but my personal terminology is that four, regardless of gender, is a foursome. But any more is an orgy. Just something I'd like to add to the conversation. Cheers.
I agree with that.
That's a good number.
Because I've had four, like, three girls at once at the ranch, but I don't think that was an orgy.
Did you hear about the ranch?
Yeah, Dennis passed away. Dennis Hoff.
Pretty sad. I feel like it depends on... I agree with that. With the caveat question of, does it depend on the relationship between the people? Because I do think two couples together, obviously that's not an orgy. But, like, one guy with three girls, like... It's close. But the thing is, you never hear the term fivesome. So maybe he is onto something.
Yeah, you know, he's right. You hear, regular, threesome, foursome. But he's right. You're right. There's no fivesome.
Yeah.
That's an orgy.
It's an orgy.
Do you guys go threesome every time? Or do you go three-way every time? Or do you flop back and forth?
I think I say threesome every time. But either way would be acceptable.
I feel like I say three-way more often. But I definitely bounce back and forth between the two.
Yeah. Three-way, I feel like... might have some different connotations.
Maybe it's a phone call.
Maybe it's because I'm... That's true. That definitely in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the one has ruined me on.
Oh, God.
And so we were talking a couple months ago, and we were talking about, like, yogurt ranch or something. And he's like, sometimes you forget your ranch at home. You just got to raw dog that broccoli. Right? So it's kind of like a joke, but he's used it so often that now, like, I realize sometimes I'll say it, like... Like, I don't sweat it. I'll just raw dog this celery.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's aggressive. Like, you don't know me and Matt's conversation. It's just like, whoa, dude.
But I'm picturing you at some, like, corporate event, like, you know, some sort of, like, all-hands meeting or something. You're talking about just raw dogging down, hammering down some raw dogging some broccoli and hammering down some beers.
Right.
Like, God damn, dude. Like,
trying to get protein where I can,
easy.
Dog.
Hell of a nutrition strategy.
Right. I'm upsetting as I do this.
Man, it's just a sex symbol. Hello, Ted, Matt, and Cobb. Just want to say hello to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I just got a car. Basically, it's just to go back and forth to work and some local errands. If I want to go to Seattle, I'll go to a park and ride and take the bus. I'm not dealing with the crap of parking and driving. I'm looking forward to making you all banana bread soon. Thanks, Stevie, the Packers fan.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah, man.
Ahoy to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I'm behind on the cast, so I don't have anything topical to say. I did want to ask if you guys have any plans for the get-together. Definitely looking forward to it. And now that I think about it, I have a question. If you had to pick, what are your top three breweries? Matt, you can answer too. Lots of breweries have non-alcoholic brews like root beer.
I mean, I don't know. Like... that's a tough question for me. There's so many breweries. I mean, honestly, like, I still, like, Elysian I have to put in there. The Night Owl is probably one of my favorite seasonal beers. And then generally, if I drink an IPA, like, I'll drink a Space Dust. I also like, what's the one JD loves that has the Kitty Cat Blues and it's over in Woodinville? Damn. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll be dead honest with you. I'm not the best beer person.
Dude, you like a lot of light domestics, man.
Yeah, like
I'm the same
way.
I like light, easy beers. The heavy ones are just too intense for me. For me, I like whoever makes Mac and Jacks. It might be Mac and Jacks Brewery.
Oh, Georgetown Brewery.
No.
Yeah. Georgetown
makes Manny's.
Mac and Jacks is its own thing out in Redmond.
You're right.
Yeah, so Manny used to work for the guys who make, what's it called?
Mac and Jacks.
Oh. Yeah, their space was next door to where we used to print t-shirts in Redmond.
Georgetown. I do like, too. I like Lucille. That's a good beer.
Yeah, plus that guy just seems like he really enjoys his job. I went to some company party down there, and Manny was behind the bar, like, just, like, super, like, I don't want to say hammered, but he was drinking, having fun, like, passing people out drinks, like, just working the bar, man. He was really enjoying himself.
Yeah, I have a couple mutual friends with him, and, like, I've only met him a couple times, but it's always been a great experience.
Yeah, seems like a cool dude who enjoys his life.
Plus, I just like that, like, Manny's is called Manny's because it's his name. I like Lucille because their brewery's down by Lucille Street.
Huh.
I don't know why that stuff always like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
totally.
But you're right. Like, I guess my favorite brewery would be the Miller Brewery because, I mean, that's what I drink the most of.
Dude, it's funny they say that because I was looking at jackets today and Outdoor Research, which I believe is based up here, had like a Vashon Island, or the Vashon. And I was like, look, Vashon Island.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about the podcast get together, boys?
Oh, yeah. Let me look that up real quick.
I really like Issaquah Brew House. They have tremendous root beer, like you said, but also amazing burgers and wings and everything. Even when I drank back then, they're a rogue brewery. So
where is it in Issaquah?
Right across from the library.
Like you take a right, come
Kitty
off the freeway,
corner,
or a left?
A catty corner from Jack's Grill on Front Street. And
gotcha.
What's it called? Across the street from the Shell.
Yeah, I like that little strip in there.
Yeah, so Issaquah Brew House has great root beer and burgers. And
better than Triple X?
Yeah, different style.
I think sometimes, too, like there's breweries I go
beef.
To. Like, I just like the brewery. And a lot of times it depends on just like...
Icicles like that.
Yeah, like who the brewers are. Like, are they
Leavenworth?
Cool or
whatever? Yeah. I was going to say that, well, because you don't... Non-alcoholic beers are actually... Like, if you want an actual non-alcoholic beer, a lot of places do have root beer, but non-alcoholic beers are kind of tough to find at breweries. There's not a lot of, like...
No, it costs so much to make.
Microbrews that are...
Boundary Bay is another good one.
No alcohol. But the Heineken Experience in Amsterdam, which is their old original brewery, has been turned into, like, this big tourist experience, and at the end they'll give you Heineken Zeros, which are their non-alcoholic beers. But it's,
oh, nice!
That place was just... Awesome. It wasn't a brewery where you go sit down and order some beers and, you know, get some appetizers or whatever. They take you from room to room and you see all the things and do a bunch of stuff. And it's just like a whole Heineken experience, like it says in the name. But
yeah, I mean, I used to always have a blast out at the Red Hook in Woodinville.
That's they're switching that now. So Red Hook is gone. They're up on Capitol Hill right by your house, our houses. So they have like their taste lab or whatever. But the one that is over in Woodinville by my parents' house is they're about to go into production for, somebody just leased that whole thing. I can't remember. It's a huge property. They do outdoor movies and stuff. They had Forecaster's Pub. Dang, man. I had that.
Yeah.
I had the name when I started the story.
I'm going to say right now, maybe December 7th.
Okay. There you have it.
Do we want to do a Friday night again? Do we want to do a Saturday afternoon? If we're going to do a Saturday afternoon, we could do the 8th. The 15th.
Fridays in December are always tough because the holidays, everybody's got a lot of stuff going on. Some great holiday parties, a lot of finger food. I think I'm a Saturday guy.
All right. We
Saturday
could do that.
Day.
Saturday day. Saturday, like evening day.
On the 8th?
Yeah. Because the 15th is cage sport.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe like a 6 p.m. type scenario, you think?
Ooh, a little later. All right.
Like, you know what I mean? But you could still, like, if people have other plans that night, like, you can come by, have a quick beer, you know? And then you can still make whatever you're trying to make. Maybe
yeah,
5?
That's a good call.
I don't know, man. We don't have to decide now, but just like, you know.
All right.
We're just saying
stuff. Because we still haven't found a location.
We haven't found a location. And then.
Are we staying in the city?
Right, last year we stayed in the city. The year before that, we were down at Virtual Sports again?
Yeah.
The year before that, we were up in Linwood.
I feel like it might be time to go south again.
You know what? Might be. You know, I could talk to Mr. Miggs, too, about the Miggs cast. Because I know I'm staying at his house on the 21st. So maybe we could just combine it and just do something in the south and then the 22nd.
Let's figure it out off
cast. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We're getting there. Mine are the West Coast variety. Washington State, Elysian hands down. Favorite beers are Space Dust and Men's Room. Oregon, Rouge Ales.
Rogue.
Their dead guy ale is killer. California Stone Brewery, their most delicious beer, delicious IPA, which is their gluten-free beer. Cheers to the beers, fellas. Bacon.
Oh, you know what? I would also say Lagunitas. I like most of their beers.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, unless it's like a... Like, I'm just not a big port or stouter guy. Stouter.
The IPAs get me.
Stout or porter guy, right? Like, I'll drink a Guinness. That's a very light beer. But most stouts and porters, I just don't care for. So this time of year, I don't really care for the specialty beers. But I don't know. Yeah, like, if it's like, hey, you want to go to a brewery? I'm like, yeah, I'm game. Let's go. If you're like, hey, you want to go to a bar and get a beer? All right.
Yeah.
I'm not a brewery person, per se.
Same. But I like, yeah, I like good Pilsner, Amber, Belgian White Ale. Like, just something light. I can't handle those big, intense, heavy beers.
Yeah. And I hate it when they taste syrupy.
I mostly drink chick drinks. You guys know this.
Yeah, I'm with you. Light beers and vodka is my speed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess it's about that. Or no, it's not about that time. Let's check in with Matt with what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Well, we've been off for 2 weeks. We kind of talked about Cage Sport and the party and my day Saturday. Of note at Cage Sport, I just want to thank everybody that was out there that listens to the podcast. If you were there, you remember when I introduced the Pierce County District Attorney to the crowd, which usually it was scheduled to be, you know, a lot of times it's like someone that's a mixed martial artist that has some stats to read off or whatever. But the district, I sit next to the DA, and he was cool. And
he's got stats.
Yeah, exactly. So I
get some of the people in that audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Migs always taught me that, like, when you do live things like that, like, the crowd wants to cheer. They want to be riled up. And so your job is to rile them up and give them, like, you know, pump them up. So I came out, and it's the intermission. And it's like, hey, give it up for all the fighters you've seen. And, you know, that alone just gets them from a 2 to a 10, right? Or a 9. And they're just, and then, so, you know, just like commenting on the action a little bit and just getting them cheering. And then I'm like, all right, who here lives in Pierce County? And then just more roars. And I was like, cool, I got a very special guest. Please welcome your district attorney. And just booze started raining down. No. Deafening. Like,
deafening.
Yeah, I couldn't hear myself say anything. I couldn't hear Mark say anything. And it was just like, I'm just walking around, like looking around at the whole crowd, just unable to hear anything. And Ernie's up there taking pictures, laughing. And it was surreal. It was so goddamn fun. I felt like a wrestling heel. And like,
yeah, I was going to say, because that's not on you. And they're right. Still either cheering or jeering, but they're making noise.
Right, and that's Mark all was having a great time. Like, he was a real good sport about it. So it wasn't, like, super awkward for us in the ring. It was just like, oh, God, I did not think that through. Because I was sitting next to the guy. He seemed super cool. I was like, yeah, let me go introduce these people to my new friend that I'm watching the fights with. And then I was like, oh, God, I didn't even think that. Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. And so... Yeah, then eventually, you know, we didn't really get to talk a whole lot into the mic because you couldn't really hear anything. So he got out, then they started cheering, and then I brought up another guy who was a former professional boxer who they loved and introduced and asked him some questions and, you know, got out of there for the intermission and dismissed them. But that was one of the wildest experiences of my life. Like, you want to talk about just an adrenaline rush of, like, what is going on here? That was wild. So
makes me think of that Eminem line. Like, I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage.
I was off cage. So yeah, that was a fun. Oh, I got to walk out to Ghost also, which
love Ghost.
Yeah. As you know, it was a big deal to me because I'm going out to Vegas to see them. But the new single, Dance Macabre, was just like, felt fitting. It's got a nice long intro. Kenny talked me up into it, and it's just like really, really poppy, catchy, like got a good beat. As soon as it started, people started clapping to the drums. Like, they didn't sustain it the whole walk up for me, unfortunately, but like, it got a good reaction. It was a good song choice. So yeah, that was just a great night. Thank you so much to Tucker, down there who runs the thing, and Kenny, who does the most of the announcing, and Ernie for taking pictures. Like, it was just an incredible time.
Yeah, man. The best I ever look is in that cage, man. Ernie makes you look awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So my new shirt showed up in time.
Oh, nice.
I tweeted about that. That was cool. But I definitely would give the plug to State and Liberty. Their shirts are... I like those shirts better than the one that I got for this time. They're just more comfortable and stretchy, and they don't wrinkle. But the new one fits fine, and it's navy. It's good to have, like, a navy shirt. So, yeah, no regrets on that, but I was pretty stoked it showed up in time. And then, let's see. That night, I was able to catch Pigeons playing ping pong's encore. We had a whole group of our friends there. So went there, and then this past weekend we went over my Saturday. That was pretty much it. Friday, yeah. Went out to dinner with my parents at Pomegranate in Redmond. Cobb, have you heard of that place?
No.
Okay. Well, it's really good. I don't want to give them too much love because it's already crowded enough. But
all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I trust your parents on a restaurant.
Yeah, the podcast. You know what? If the podcast listeners are part of the reason that we have to wait next time, which we didn't, we were lucky enough to find a place in the bar. I'm okay with it. Shoot me a LARP on. But Pomegranate and Redmond is fucking awesome.
Nice.
Best grilled cheese I've ever had. I got the short ribs this time, which I'd had before, which are awesome. All their flatbreads are good. And the fried chicken, which my dad got, which I've had before, is just top-notch. So, hell of a menu, seasonal, lots of vegetables, but also some really good comfort food. So, you can get out of there in pretty good shape. But, yeah, that was pretty much it. Sunday was obviously, you know, recovering from the party, sleeping a lot, and then running a few errands. And yeah, I'd say that's about it. Cage Fort and the party were the main things.
I definitely ran into the shampoo effect on Sunday. Didn't sleep much Saturday night. Like, oh, I'll have a couple pints. And it's like, oh, I'm kind of wasted again.
Shampoo effect. I never heard it called that.
Yeah, like, you know, like if you have shampoo, like the next day you can kind of just wet your hair. Like, we used to do it with like gel, right? So if you had to get up and go somewhere, you just kind of throw some in there and it would kind of still work.
Okay.
So I think that's what the shampoo effect means. Like, it's still kind of, the booze is already kind of in you, so it only takes like one or two to kickstart it again.
Okay. You didn't come up with that term?
No, and I'm not positive that's the correct definition.
Okay, that's what
I just
know
I use it all the time. Like, shampoo effect got me.
That's what I thought. I was like, shoddy definition for a guy that came up with it. I've never heard it before.
I wish I could take credit for that one, but alas, I can't.
All right, fair enough.
All right, I think it's about that time.
Doop, 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 boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
Wasn't me drinking those beers. Shampoo effect got me drunk.
Shampoo effect, man. Nothing I could do about it, dude.
So your boy's been doing some online shopping. Trying to get some small things, a coat, a hop, what's it called, a Instapot, small things like that. And I fell down the rabbit hole of reading reviews about stuff.
Oh.
And this coat that I was trying to get, there's this brand that I wear that they sell their they sell their stuff that they can't sell. So it's a European brand. They sell their stuff that they can't sell in Europe into the U.S. But when people who are Europeans see it, they get super excited because in Europe, it's a really nice brand. It's called Jack Wolfskin. And so I was reading this, but they're pretty inexpensive in the U.S. So anyway, I was reading this. I was looking at this jacket and I was like, man, why has it only got 2 stars out of, you know, 5? So I go into the review and there's only 1 review and it's like, the guy he's like, love the jacket. Everything works great. Da, da, da. But the zipper zips on the other side like it's for a woman. 2 stars. And then there was like 5 people commenting like, hey, just so you know, it's a European jacket. Oftentimes they zip them on the other side, even for guys. And so it just kind of got me thinking, I don't know, like about just the idea of reviews and who you should trust and whatever. And so what I want to know from people is not what I should buy. I want to know what I shouldn't buy. So the cop topic this week, what is something that you are never fucking buying again? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com, or hit us up on the Twitter machine. Yes to the girl who hit me up on Instagram that you don't know our email. It's email at thepodcast.com.
Make sure they don't advertise with us, Ted.
Yeah, I'm like, God, Kyle, that's kind of a loaded question there, man. I might have to take the fifth of that.
You could take like an easy one, like non-Q-tip Q-tips.
Yeah, all right. I'm trying to...
Let's go with that.
Come on, Ted.
What are you not buying again?
It doesn't even have to be a brand. You could be like, oh, the cheap version of some sort of sandal.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a knockoff thing that I got where I was just like, this isn't the same. Oh, you know what? I'll go with this one.
What?
The knockoff version of Solo Cups.
I didn't even know that existed.
Red Solo Cups? So, like, they're red plastic cups, but they're not as tough. Like, they're not, it's not
plastic
a red.
Plastic party cups
red,
or whatever.
Exactly. It's not a red Solo Cup. And every time I get them, I'm like, this will be fine. And then I spend that whole stack of cups going, you f***ed up, man.
Flimsy.
You know better than this.
Yeah.
And, like, Solo Cups come so far now that they're like, dude, we'll just make the bottom a square.
Yeah, it's better balance.
Like, we got you covered.
Dang. Yeah. That's the thing, man. The structural integrity. Like, there's a reason that some brands are on top.
Yeah. No kidding.
Q-tips.
Q-tips is your answer?
Off-brand Band-Aids kind of suck, too.
Yeah. Dude, now I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a couple, like off-brand, like bad toilet paper.
Ooh, that was the first thing that popped into
great
my
call.
Mind.
Which, by the way, I need your bidet recommendations.
Yes!
It's time.
Yes!
Anyway, Matt, what do you got?
I was actually thinking toilet paper because I just really like Charmin Ultra Strong. And
Ultra Strength, Ultra Strong.
Ultra Strong. Okay. Not Ultra Soft. Ultra Strong is like, hey, we're not going to leave any bits of toilet paper on your ass, which is just a really nice way thing for toilet paper to do, especially when you're using it more to dry off. So, yeah, that was the first thing that popped into my mind, and it's no, you know, anything that's not that, I don't like. That's my go-to toilet paper brand, and it's no disrespect to any of the other toilet paper brands, but like, it's like Tiger Woods 10 years ago in golf. It's that in the field.
Yeah.
So it's not singling out any one inferior product. It's just like that's the superior one for my needs.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were you going to talk about bidets or no?
Oh, well, so.
I would also recommend the Squatty Potty.
I got both. Good moves.
Yeah, and it just comes out so much quicker.
Yep. So you have a Squatty Potty now?
I don't, but Sal has one.
Okay, so you don't have a Squatty Potty or a bidet?
I don't. Okay. I'm in there taking
shit. You still shit every day?
Do I?
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Old school.
Old school, man, just sitting in there pooping.
I mean, yeah.
It's like it's the 1950s.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Do you read newspaper, too?
You know what? God damn it. Even my brother called me out on this. I still get Sports Illustrated, like the paper version.
Okay.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. It feels right on the toilet to read it that way.
I did weirdly see like the first headline I've seen about Sports Illustrated in years that Gronk's girlfriend, the cheerleader, is going to be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Nice.
So there you go.
All right.
So what does Chris got to say now?
I'm sure he has a smart response.
An immediate clap back.
That he's loaded. He's sitting in the gun.
I don't remember the brand that mine is, but there's a lot of add-ons that you can get. Like we didn't get a warm water one. I don't know that it's entirely necessary. But there's some that are like electric.
Wow, so you're going with a cold shot to the sphincter.
Yeah. I was brought up on warm bidet water, and once I switched, I didn't even really notice. Like, the first one was a little bit of a, oh, wow, okay, that's a little different. But since then, I haven't even looked back. I go over to my parents' house, and it's warm, and it's like, oh, I don't know if I even need this. But, this one's like nozzle run, so like you kind of control the pressure manually, as opposed to there's some that are like you push a button, and you can push like
what's
more or less. I don't remember.
Okay.
I can send you a link. I've sent multiple people the link.
Please
so
do.
I know where it is. But yeah, there's a brand called Tushy that's out that's heavily marketed right now. It was a targeted ad for them that made me be like, I should get my own bidet attachment. What am I doing? And then I went to Amazon and kind of poked around. But the one I have, like as we were talking about with Tyler when he was in here, because he has the same one, it's like, there's like five dots on the pressure knob, and you don't want to go very far past the first one. So it's a little,
wow.
it's pretty
intense.
But you develop a feel for it. Like it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. I want it all.
Right out of five.
I'm the cleanest butthole you've seen in three counties.
Listen,
pressure wash me.
Listen, 1.5 is a pressure wash that'll turn into an enema real quick. Like, you don't.
That's coming from a guy that used to use his shower just back there.
I saw you putting your five up, like you're ready to go in a five. No, I don't think so. But you know,
you don't know me.
You don't know what we do when we're not around. When we're not doing this podcast,
you're a house cat, man.
Yeah,
a couple of alley cats out here getting wild in the streets,
right? You think we care? Hey, put it on a four. About to show you what clean looks like,
Jack,
boy.
That, shut up. So you haven't been in the streets in years, man. Don't know what's like out there. You don't know what the kids are doing these days.
Trust me, it's a lot about butts. All right. Let's not forget, also, we're almost to November. I feel like we've done all of us in here have done a good job. But diligence, still our word. We've been working on it. That one's worked pretty well for 2018. But there you go. There's episode 237 for MCTP. For Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.